Good morning and welcome to Wednesday morning in Cork, where the sun is shining wonderfully and the sky is clear and there's a lovely crisp nip in the air. So it's Paul O'Mahony here and I'm on my way to work. I've dropped my child at school and I'm going into the Clarion Hotel to use their facilities in order to do some writing. I have a meeting with a client at 11 o'clock, which is in about an hour and a half, so I've got some time to do some writing, and I'm going to write something about the experience I have had in the last couple of days about turning 60. The aspect of it I wanted to write about is the perceptions that people have of 60-year-old people. It has been very pleasant to receive compliments from people and birthday wishes, and but among them I have received a number of compliments that, you know, I don't look my age, I'm doing stuff which is not the kind of normal stuff for 60-year-olds, and together they kind of have made me very aware that the perception people have of 60, of what you're like at the age of 60, is out of date. And the stereotype of 60-year-olds is seriously out of date. Now, I guess the arrogance of youth will always see older people as has-beens and run out of energy and everything like that. That will be with us forever. But the reality today for people of 60 years of age is that many of us are only just starting to get going. We've kind of served our apprenticeship in the early years, gathered experience, gathered skills, gathered networks of contacts, and now we have done a whole lot of things, and we now have an opportunity to put into practice what we've learned from life. You know, we've probably made a sufficient number of mistakes to give us something that might go under the general heading of experience or wisdom. Experience happens. Wisdom is what you work bloody hard to get. But you know, I suppose the truth is, I'm concerned. I really am. I think we have to take this stereotype of what people are like in their 60s and give it a terribly good shaking, because it does actually disempower people if they grow up thinking that when they get to be 60 they will have done it all, and that, you know, they better do it before they're 60, and or else that they're going to retire and that they can sort of settle down and do matters of lesser importance. So I'm probably an extremist on this, and going to become more as the years go by, a bit of an agitator on this. But I subscribe to the view that everything I've done so far has just been a form of apprenticeship for what I'm going to do next. And I have every loads of energy and sense of purpose about what I'm going to do in my 60s. And it isn't just confined to doing the sort of things that Jenny Joseph talks about in her wonderful poem called Warning. When I'm old, I will wear purple. And she says she's going to spit on the sidewalk and she's going to, you know, do kind of fairly outrageous things. But no, I'm actually going to do really significant intellectual and social things. I have every intention that my potential will be revealed in my 60s more than at any other time in my life, and that I am totally clear about. And you know, in the kind of a way, people better look out, because I have you know, it takes you a long time to get yourself organized, to be clear about who you are, what you stand for. You struggle with this. I don't know anyone who hasn't struggled with it. I certainly struggled with it. You struggle to be clear about your identity. And at a certain point, I think it was Jung said that in the second half of your life, you have got a good opportunity to realize your potential, as opposed to try to prove yourself. I mean, I don't really feel I have to prove myself to anyone except at all anymore. I don't have to build up a career. I don't have to do any of the things that I used to do. It's now about applying what I've already got. Now, this is not to say that I've learned one thing, that you need to be continuously open to new influence, or that it is of a great advantage to you to be continuously open to new influences. So, you know, I do go along with the idea of Julia Cameron in her book The Artist's Way, that you should regularly do something you've never ever done before. Challenge yourself by putting yourself into new situations, have new experiences, work with new people, listen to new ideas, all of those things. So all of this is now so much easier and clearer that I'm now that I'm 60 than I was, say, when I was 40 or even 45. And I suppose that is really the word, clarity. I have a type of clarity and a type of purposefulness about myself that I didn't have before. I also have a certain amount of time management skills which enable me to have a level of productivity that I wouldn't have had in the past. I've learned some tricks with how to focus on the really important things and how to deliver things. I wouldn't say I always deliver things on time, but basically to be very, very conscious of the time element. You know, I remember when I was young, I thought, you know, time was coming out my backside. You know, it was that freely available. But no, these days, as you get older, I think, or certainly as I've got older, you get a great sense of limited time operating within that constraint, which gives you life. So, okay, so that's the key point I want to encourage everyone to think about. Are you carrying stereotypes of what it'll be like when you're 60? Because they're likely to be out of date. People live so much longer after they've reached 60 than they used to. So I have to accept the reality that I could easily live for another 40 years. On the other hand, it could be gone tomorrow. But there's a substantial body of time ahead of me, and I need to use every precious second. So there we are. It's Paul O'Mahony after his little rant about, you know, the work after 60 and the stereotypes of the second part of your life. Goodbye.